Bustin' Loose Baseball,
hosted by Grant Paulson
and Toby Altizer,
gives you in-depth
analytics
and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital.
Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
We told you earlier that Toby caught up with Dylan Cruz. Let's let you hear that conversation right now.
Toby Altizer here at Nationals Park with Dylan Cruz. How would you say your first couple weeks in the bigs have been?
They've been great. Having a lot of fun here. I mean, it's a dream come true to be here, so definitely soaking in every moment and learning a lot, so it's been fun.
What's the biggest adjustment been for you?
Really just swinging at strikes, taking balls, really. I mean, these pitches are really good, and if you chase and get out of the zone, they tend to capitalize off of it. So really just command the zone and swing at strikes.
So Ken Rosenthal wrote a piece earlier in the year talking about the gap from AAA to the major leagues and saying that it's been probably bigger this year than it's ever been in terms of the pitching. Do you feel like AAA prepared you for this, or they're, just a huge jump that maybe you weren't prepared for?
Yeah, definitely all the levels definitely prepared me for this. I mean, the big leagues are the big leagues. You know, they're the best of the best for a reason, and it's hard to match what you got here in the big leagues, but it definitely prepared me for sure, and all the coaches and every level definitely helped me get to where I am today. So, yeah.
You're playing a lot of right field, and that's something that you played, primarily center field. Now they've kind of tried you out in right, and how comfortable are you over there, and would you want to move to center field someday?
I'm definitely comfortable over there. I'm comfortable wherever. Played right in college a little bit, so it's not too it's familiar. So, I feel wherever I got to play, I'll try my best and work on it every day to fill in a spot out there. So, yeah.
How do you, as a young guy coming into, you got basically a month in the big leagues, how do you put yourself in there as a leader to lead some of the guys? And it's a pretty young clubhouse, and you've got guys all around that you've spent a little bit of time with in spring training and in the minor leagues, but how do you work as a leader involving yourself with these guys?
I think college definitely prepared me for moments like this. Just really being myself at the end of the day, trusting my process, my work ethic, and leading by example. And if that means I gotta lead more vocally too, I'll do that as well. So just finding my role too here on this team, and if I need to do something that I'm not used to doing, then I'll do that to step up for this team. And I'm just like I said, very thankful to be here, and whatever I gotta do to help the team, I'll do it.
Two more real quick. Who are some of the guys you look up to as a kid, aspiring to be a major leaguer?
Mike Trout and Derek Jeter, two guys that I looked up to as a kid, and still do to this day. Obviously Trout's still playing, so hopefully one day I get to meet him.
Last thing, is the rumor true that Paul Skeens was ducking you in Pittsburgh?
No, that's just their schedule, and it's whenever that time is, that time is. He's an unbelievable pitcher, and has a bright future, and obviously doing great things. So like I said though, whenever that time is, it'll be fun.
How cool is it to see what he's been able to do now you're in the big leagues as well? How cool has that been?
It's been awesome. We're pretty good friends, so just to see what he's been doing doesn't surprise me one bit. He's he's one of the best pitchers that I've seen, so for him to go out there and do what he's been doing, like I said, it doesn't surprise me one bit.
Nice work there, Toby, grabbing that at the ballpark. What'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, one, we're sorry we didn't get you a post-Pirates pod, but the reason is, like you heard me ask Dylan Cruz there, they decided not to throw Paul Skeens, so we were kind of, protesting that a little bit. It was a little frustrating that they couldn't do the baseball world a favor and have Paul Skeens face Dylan Cruz. But honestly, to me, Grant, is, you can kind of see I asked him about his favorite players and guys he looked up to, and he said Mike Trout and Derek Jeter. And if that isn't a perfect comp, not saying that he's all of both of those guys, but you can almost see him having a similar type of impact for the Nationals going forward as both of those guys kind of combined into one, right? He's never going to have the power of Mike Trout, but he's going to have that sort of aura on the baseball field, right? He's going to be someone that potentially down the line is playing center field and kind of doing a little bit of everything and is the leader of the baseball team. And then the leadership aspect of a Derek Jeter, it feels like he's going to have that sort of an impact. Not saying he's Jeter, because not many people are that sort of a leader like he was for the Yankees, but he's going to have that sort of persona for this team. So I thought that was interesting to hear that those were his two favorite players, because you can almost see it a little bit in the way that he conducts himself and the way that he plays.
That'll do it for Bustin' Loose Baseball, episode 149. We will be back after the Marlins series with more. Until then, enjoy Nats baseball.